You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and today is Wednesday, April 26th. I can't forget the date. Anyway, April 26th, 2006, and you are listening to this on Thursday. And let's get on Skype and see who's on there, because you know what? That's what I've been doing lately. I didn't hear it start up. But, there's Mark from the Remarkable Palette Podcast. And, oh my God, we have two voicemails again. Now I'm getting into this voicemail thing on Skype. And one, oh, they're both from John Ong. Let's listen to what John Ong has to say, shall we? Here we go. Hello.
Oh, Archer. I'm leaving you a message again. I didn't hear your outgoing message because I didn't talk to my headphone. But this is John, if you can hear me. Okay, I hope. I was just listening to your last show, and that little hip-hoppity, kind of nice transitional music that you played, I was humming along Archer Radio with that. And I'm going to do something with the vocal for you, and I want to find out what which loop it is. I know you use the Mac, and so if you can let me know what is the name of that particular loop that you use, the little hip-hoppy bada-bada, I will do something for you, and maybe I'll use that as a belated 200th show and 1 year anniversary gift for you.
Aww.
Let me know. I'm gonna try to hunt it down too, but let me know. Okay, bye.
Oh, that's so cute, John Ong. I'll have to email you and let you know what that loop is, because I would love it if you created some music for me. Oh my God, that would be great. Now, John left another message just like 2 minutes later, and this one's a little bit shorter, so let's listen to this one.
Hey, Archer, forget about it. I already found it. I turned on the jingle on in the loop section, and I found it. It's called Gleaming.
That's right.
I don't know which one you use, so you can still call me back and let me know which one you use. You do use the Gleaming short, medium, or long. Definitely not long one. But, I'm trying to mix that with your regular Archer Radio theme and make a little vocal piece for you maybe tonight.
Oh.
There you go. Bye.
Oh, cool, John. Well, you know what? I appreciate that so much, John. And you know what? He says to call him back, and I'm like, let's call him back right now, because he's got voicemail. So let's call John and leave a message and tell him that. Okay, now I'm sure we're going to get his voicemail message, but I'm calling him, so we'll see. Well, I don't hear the ringing. Where's the ringing? John. He's not online, but I know he has voicemail. So. But why don't I hear the sound? I don't hear the ringing.
Hello, this is John. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Hi, John. This is Archer from Archer Radio. I just got your messages on Skype, and I love it. I would love it if you create some music for me or whatever. And you figured out that I use the Gleaming music from the GarageBand thing. But I use the long version of it at the beginning and the ending of the show. But the little transition between topics I'm talking about, I use the short one. I think it's like 10 seconds long or something like that. But anything you create would be wonderful. I think that would be great. And I appreciate it so much. That's so cool of you. I really appreciate it. So I look forward to getting that, John. Thanks so much. And talk to you later. Bye-bye. Okay, cool. Says voicemail sent. Now we'll have to see what John Ong comes up with. That would be so cool. You know, I've always wanted someone to create music for me, but I've never gotten into it myself. So thank you, John. I look forward to that. Now, oh my goodness, excuse me, I'm burping, but forgive me. I am on Skype, and Mark from the Remarkable Palette podcast is on, but he's not in Skype me mode. Oh, you know what? Because I'm in invisible. Let me go to Skype me mode, and it will say, Skype me, I'm recording a show, which is what I'm doing. And we'll just wait and see if he calls me, or maybe we'll call him a little later. But let's go on to what we're going to talk about today. There was a couple things in the news that were very interesting. As you probably heard, because you're hearing this on Thursday, that today, Wednesday, President Bush named Tony Snow as his press secretary. That's an interesting choice because, well, for one thing, Tony Snow is from the Fox News station, Fox News, whatever. He's from Fox. And I, of course, do not watch Fox News, so I have no idea what this guy is like. But hearing their reports on TV, I find out that he is actually very conservative and that he wrote speeches for the first Bush administration. But that in the past years, he's had some criticism for the president, saying that he's almost an embarrassment and things like that. But it sounds like Bush overlooked those when he was making his choice and has decided that Tony Snow will be a good voice for his White House. And, of course, there was an article on the Washington Post, and I can just read a little bit for you. I know some of you hate it when I read, but you know what? As I have said many times before, the news and articles on the web explain things much better than I ever could. So let me read this. It says, excuse me, Fox News commentator Tony Snow was named White House press secretary today after top officials assured him that he would be not just a spokesman, but an active participant in administration policy debates. People familiar with the discussion said. A former director of speechwriting for President Bush's father, Snow's views on it as well Snow's views himself as well positioned to ease the tensions between this White House and the press corps because he understands both politics and journalism, said sources familiar with the president's decision. He knows most of us, Bush said today as he announced Snow's appointment in the briefing room where outgoing press secretary Scott McClellan has presided, and he's agreed to take the job anyway. Oh, just let me, as a little side note, I have some gay friends who live right near Scott McClellan in Arlington. Actually, their backyards back up to each other. And I was at their house one time at a party, and Scott McClellan came out in his backyard with a pair of shorts and t-shirt on, and that man needs to do some working out. But doesn't matter now, he's out anyway. Anyway, the article goes on to say that McClellan announced his own departure last week amid a turnover in White House personnel that was sought, in part, by GOP politicians who face a midterm election with presidential approval ratings at all-time lows. That's right, it dropped to like 32%, I think. Bush, he hasn't been looking good for quite a while. So, anyway, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but as you know, Scott McClellan is out, and now Tony Snow is in. So we'll see how Mr. Snow does in his new position as the White House press secretary. And sticking with the whole politics and political things happening, Karl Rove testified for the fifth time today to the grand jury. And I heard on ABC News that if you are called for a fifth time to the grand jury, then you're in some legal troubles, and you better be watching your back. So it sounds like Karl Rove is in for some troubles with the grand jury and so forth. So that'll be interesting to watch that, of course. And of course, luckily, the price of gas a barrel of oil, I should say, went down just slightly. We're just now at $71.93 a barrel, which has dropped about $3 since its high earlier this week at $75 a barrel. Do you think we're going to see any kind of change in the gas prices? I don't think so. Not likely. Now, I have to ask, speaking of the gas prices, that reminded me that Mike Hipp from podcastsoup.net told me that he was buying the new Civic, I think he said the Civic Hybrid, and I would like to find out from him how that's going and if he actually got it and what the gas mileage is and if he likes it and all that stuff. So, Mike, if you're listening, I want to talk to you sometime and find out about your car. Because, you know, as I told you before, I'm interested in getting one of those. But, excuse me, as I've mentioned before, there's not a single one on the East Coast that I can grab. So, or at least not in the central whatever, the Mid-Atlantic states, I should say. So, Mike Hip, let me know if you got your car and how it's working for you. And maybe I can talk with you a bit and find out about more about it. Moving right along, you know, well, you don't know, but every year I'm totally changing topics right now, so just stick with me. I'm sure there are plenty of gay men who watch the Home and Garden television, HGTV. Well, every year in January, they introduce their new dream house, and what they do is they build this amazing house, and it's full of all these products, and all these advertisers get their bids in, not their bids, but their advertising in, and you get all kinds of stuff. Well, then what they do is you can enter on their website to win the HGTV dream house. And for the past couple years, from January until I believe it's mid-February when they stop the voting or the entering, I have entered to win the HGTV Dream House. Well, this year I was very good about it. I entered that every single day from the day that you could first enter to the last day. I believe it was February 17th. So I've got lots of entries in there. However, what they want you to do, of course, is when you go to enter, they want you to click on all these different advertisers to get their emails or go to their websites or whatever. Well, I didn't do any of that stuff. I just did my entry, and that was it. So I, have entered every single day, and I have plenty of entries in. But because I didn't click on their links and stuff, I may not get picked. But, however, the point is that I got an email from them today saying that Saturday night at 8 p.m. live on HGTV, they are going to pick the winner of the Dream House. And, of course, if I win, I will sell the house and keep the money. But although I think you get some cash, too. But this year, I believe the house is in, I want to say, North Carolina or Georgia, somewhere like that. If I win the house, of course, well, it depends. It depends on how much what they pay for. If they pay the taxes or stuff like that, then I might just keep it. But listen to me talking like I'm going to win. But I think it would be cool to win, but because you get a ton of stuff with it. You get a new 2007 GMC Yukon, which I'm sure the gas mileage is like 12 miles per gallon, but I could sell that. And I would probably just sell the house because you could probably get $1 million for it. But I don't know. You never know. So anyway, I'm going to try to watch the show this weekend on Saturday to see if I win. Of course, I know I won't win. That's not the point. It's just the fun of entering over and over and over again for a month and a half. So that would be fun. Wouldn't it be great if I won the HGTV Dream House? What a great vacation place. But then again, I would sell it and start a winery. Well, it depends on how much money I would get out of it. Anyway, enough of that. So watch for the HGTV Dream House sweepstakes winner on Saturday night on HGTV. Of course, I don't get anything for that. I'm not endorsing them or anything. But I know lots of gay men watch it, and I watch it. So anyway, enough about that. Now, you probably remember me talking yesterday's show about the crazy lady at work. Well, I have determined that this woman is going to do something stupid every day, and I'm going to go. I'm trying not to copy the little fatty cast by calling her the skull, but I'm just going to call her Crazy Lady at Work. Well, today the Crazy Lady at Work certainly followed through with my theory that she's going to do something stupid every day. Let me tell you what she did. I should explain. This week at school, it's Secretary's Week, so everyone is doing something special for them, either, you know, through your team or whatever. So it was her team, it was her time to do the Secretary's breakfast. So she pulls up in front of the school building today and puts her blinkers on, her hazard lights, and goes into the building and sets up the breakfast and, you know, sets everything up. And then she gets back in her car and drives it into the parking lot. Well, she forgets to turn off her hazard lights. When does she notice that the hazard lights are on? 3.5 hours later, when we go out to the playground to take the kids outside for free time. And I'm like, isn't that your car right there with the lights blinking? And she's like, oh my gosh, it is. I must have left the lights on, the hazard lights on. And I'm like, now, how would you do that? Because doesn't it make a little tick, tick, tick noise in the car when you're driving it? because I don't know how I did it. I just, you know, I pulled up in front of the school to unload the breakfast foods, and then I just pulled into the parking lot, and I guess I just left them on. That's how scatterbrained this woman is. That you know, when you go to turn off your car, I don't know about anybody else, but I look at the dashboard just by habit, and I think I would notice if the hazard lights were blinking, you know, because they blink on the dashboard. So I can't imagine how stupid this woman is that she would drive from the front of the school building to the back where the parking lot is and not notice that she left the hazard lights on. Stupid, stupid, crazy lady. So we'll just have to see what she does tomorrow. Of course, now I've already decided that I won't be doing a show for Friday, so you'll have to wait until Monday to find out if she does anything crazy. But anyway, so that's the crazy lady update. And I promise you, I don't consider this copying the skull, because I don't talk about what she wears. Oh, and speaking of the little fatty cast, Larry was able to post a short show today explaining that he's very, very busy with moving and about his DSL and stuff, so check that out. But, of course, I downloaded it at, like, 6 a.m. this morning and found that his link was wrong, and it was downloading yesterday, or the very last show that they had done. So, of course, I quickly sent him an email, and I think he's got it fixed now. I wonder if anybody else noticed that. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, my gosh. I just noticed on the Skype that we have another voicemail has been left for us. Let's see who it's from. Oh, it's from John Ong. Oh, my God. Why didn't you just call me, John? Now, let's see what he has to say here. Now, you remember at the beginning of the show, we were talking about John Ong, and he left the messages, and he's going to make a musical thing for us. So let's see what he left. And this message is a couple minutes long, so let's listen to this.
Hey, Archer. I just got your message just 2 minutes ago. I just probably just missed you. I've done a scratch track on my laptop, and I'm going to go home and actually do an actual recording of it. The track is pretty much, the bass track is pretty much done. I know I'm talking tech here.
That's okay.
Yeah, but I have to lay my vocal track with a nicer microphone and with some, whatchamacallit, like compression, not compression, the noise, whatever the fuck it is.
The noise reduction? I don't know.
Make it sound better. Yay. I don't know if you can hear it. I wonder if you can hear it. If I play some over here, I wonder if you can hear it. Yeah, of course, this is just a scratch track, meaning it's work in progress. So what the hell is it?
I don't know, John.
And I have created a longer version, and I'll create something in between. I used the gleaming loop. I used the short version to create as the bass track, but then I kind of do a few repetitions. So I don't know if you can hear this, and I'm kind of excited.
I'm excited too.
Invalid region change? What the hell is that? I'm kind of excited. Now, I get inspired by the project, like Wonder Wisdom song, the theme song. I totally was inspired by the moment or whatever. You know, I just really have that tune in my head when I woke up. Same thing as this project. And I don't create audio files for people for popularity sake or promotional sake or whatever. I create them because I connect with them, and so you are definitely one of them, one of my favorite podcasts. I'm going to turn this off to see if you can hear this. I hope you're hearing this.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Okay, that was it.
Oh, cool.
So that was a little scratch track. I don't even know if you can hear it. But I will be going home now. I'm actually at work. I'm going to go home and actually finish the track and maybe actually send you something tonight, too. So, yay. I was hoping to catch you here, but never mind. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. I know you could barely hear it, but John Ong did send us a little, at least he played a little bit of it. I know it was probably the voicemail too was very hard to hear. It was a little bit low, but I heard it, and I think I'm going to love it. So, and John, I hope you don't mind. I was playing all those voicemails on the show. I hope that's okay with you. But, oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear it. That is so cool. And I actually love that he says that he doesn't create the music, you know, for popularity or whatever, that he's inspired by the actual project and that he's got a connection with me. And I totally feel a connection with John because we are, you know, longtime podcasters and we've talked several times. So, John, thank you so much. I can't wait to hear it. I can't tell you how excited I am. This is so cool. Anyway, thank you, John, and I look forward to hearing that. Now, I see that, getting back to Skype for a minute here, let's see if we can try to call Mark from Remarkable Palette Podcast and just, you know, say hi and see what he's doing. Because he probably knows that I'm recording a show, so let's just see what he has to say. Well, if we can call him and... Oh, I can hear the ringing.
Hello?
Mark?
Hey.
This is Archer. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm recording a show and just thought I would call and say hello.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, good.
Good. I listened to your show today about the out in New Mexico at that cool store with all the UK foods.
Yes, that's the first of many. I'm going to have several shows that feature stuff that was going on at while I was there. I did a bunch of cooking classes, so you're going to hear some audio from that.
Oh, very cool.
Coming up in the show.
Very cool.
Yeah, so how are things with you now that you're back?
Everything's good. Everything's back to normal, back to work, and, you know, everything's back to normal. So
good. I want to apologize again for missing the 200th anniversary show. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I sent you a little voicemail recently about
Yes,
that.
I actually played it on today's show.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it yet, but wonderful that I'll look forward to that.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, anyway.
Excellent.
I just wanted to call and say hello. I haven't talked to you for a while. And I wanted to tell you, because I said it on today's show, too, that I haven't forgotten about the wine tips that the boyfriend and I are have been busy as hell, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, nor have I. I've been thinking about, you know, Virginia wines and things. You know, I have a lot more pairing challenges that we can talk about, too.
Oh, good. Cool.
So
very good.
That'll be a lot of fun.
I also have to tell you, too, that I've gotten lots of hits from your website in my statistics on the Virginia Wine site.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah, I can believe it. Because, you know, it takes, you have to get up to so many hits before it actually shows up on the statistics. And I was like, oh my God, there's a Remarkable Palette Podcast on there.
Great.
The Gilded Fork.
That's from the Gilded Fork.
Yeah.
We're really excited about that. Those menus are one of our most popular pages each month. They're usually, aside from the table of contents page, the mise en place menu is usually the number one page because, you know, we're just, people are finding that that's a great way. You know, it's a whole pre-designed menu, and it's usually for a special occasion, and they're things that are relatively easy to do, but they always look nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And giving them the wine pairings, I think, also helps. So I'd like to think that people are actually cooking those meals. And one nice thing, we got a note from a chef who has a blog, and he told me that for the St. Patrick's Day menu, he actually made my pistachio crusted salmon with the Bailey's cream reduction as a special for St. Patrick's Day. He sold 40 pounds of salmon.
Oh my gosh.
Doing that. And he sold out. He sold out of all his salmon. So we're really happy that people are actually using them.
That is great. You should feel really proud about that.
Yeah, we're happy. And this month we just put out the Mother's Day menu. So if people are looking for a Mother's Day menu, this is the one to check out. The main dish is a sautéed duck breast with a morel and green peppercorn cream sauce.
Oh my!
And it's really yummy. It's very rich, but it's, you know, it's worth it for mom. And we also do a carrot and ginger soup with that, and the salad is fennel, orange, and zureshk salad with a fig vincotto. And zureshk are Persian dried barberries. They're sort of similar to red currants.
Oh my gosh!
If you're familiar with currants, so it's really, really easy, and a fun menu to do.
Very cool. I'm not familiar with that stuff, but the boyfriend, I'm sure, is right now watering at the mouth.
Well, let's hope so. He can look at the menu and then, you know, check out the wine pairings that we put up for that menu and see what he thinks. And maybe he can give us some Virginia wines to go with that.
Oh, cool. I'll have to tell him to do that.
Right on.
Very good. Well, listen,
thanks so much for calling.
Absolutely. I don't want to keep you. I just want to say hey.
Okay.
So I haven't forgotten about the wine tips.
Okay.
All right. You take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was nice. A little conversation with Mark from the Remarkable Palette podcast. And I know that I believe I have the link already on the website for the Remarkable Palette podcast, but I will check real quick just to be sure. Let's go to Archer Radio. And yes, I sure do. So check out the Remarkable Palette podcast. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. The Remarkable Palette podcast, it's on the favorites links on Archer Radio. And definitely check out the menus that he comes up with, because they sound absolutely amazing. Well, you know, I'm not a big fancy food eater, but the boyfriend loves his menus. So anyway, okay, boys and girls, I think we'll go ahead and finish for now. And I want you to look forward to the John Ong music. Well, I guess it'll be next week now, because I'm not going to record tomorrow night. So, well, unless something comes up, we'll see. But anyway, a huge thank you to John Ong for creating music for me. And, of course, a big thank you to Mark from the Remarkable Pal podcast for having a little chat with us. So, boys and girls, that's all for now. Until next time, have a great weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.